Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about something very, very sensitive. So I need you to stick really close, all right? Now, there is a problem with the African business system, especially Nigeria, with regards to business players. Now, when it comes to business, right, by all means, standards cannot be compromised. Otherwise, you're going to be digging a dish that you and your generations will end up in helplessly. Alright, now, I was talking to a group of people some time ago, and one of the major things that this set of entrepreneurs did mention was in the industry, it's like a divided system where you have the elites and the non-elites. Now, in their own words, there is a set of people that control the industry. They have the resources, they have the power, they determine price and stuff like that. So I asked them a very simple question, which I'm going to ask you now that's listening to this podcast. What makes you so sure that you cannot be an elite, like you cannot get into that space to control the price or get into the space to control the market system? What makes you so sure you cannot do that? Bear in mind that these guys up there, right, they are humans. They're not immortals. A time is going to come when they will no longer be very active to play the games. But it is possible that they may not be playing the game anymore, but the business is on autopilot and it's working perfectly. Perfectly. So would it be that you want to tell me that those guys are still working? No, it's not possible. They don't. What works is the system. It's a system that works. Now, so many business and entrepreneur players, what you guys do is you start a business with the mindset that if it doesn't work, I'll just do something else. Or if the stuff just starts failing, I'll just opt for this. Or you have alternatives already when you start. So there's this high probability of you not even being very effective as you should. When it comes to business, systems are foundational business standards. I'll say that again. When it comes to business, systems are foundational business standards. Not money, not capital. So many persons run after capital, looking for capital. That is secondary. Systems are the foundational business standards for any entrepreneur endeavor. You see, it tells everyone that was, that is, and is to come what the company is all about. It tells them what it wants to be. It tells them where it is going, how it intends to get there. It communicates what is what, who is who, and why is why. You see, every single rule when it comes to your business that's under a proper defined system, right? Every rule is defined, and each role is trained to function independently and interdependently for the benefit of the organization as a whole. Now, there's a twist to this. Many a times we get into a business with a product and a service, right? Then we try to structure a system for it. That's a wrong approach. Create your system first, then your system will determine the product and the service to offer. See, I don't know how I'm going to explain this for you to understand. You don't put a product and a service in the market and look for a system to drive it. No, you create a system first, then the product and the service runs through the system, not the system running through your product and service. Now let's talk outwards, this is between me and you, alright? Prior to this time, you've come across content on different platforms of several, business developers or other public speakers, so to say, and they emphasize on something about your business. They're like, you have to know the why of your business. You have to know the why of your business. You have to know why you started. You have to know why that. Let's take a break from the why, all right? I am not fighting down or talking down on what they say as regards the why of your business, but I think it's time we grew. Every single person, let's grow. Yeah, right now, it's time to metamorphose above the why of your business into what this business is actually turning into. So let's stop talking about why. Let's talk about what is this business actually turning into. You know, it gives you a different view. It gives you a different perspective of things. You don't just wake up and you run around with a why. You're gonna get tired. Let's focus on what the business is actually turning into. You see, one thing I have discovered over time is that some people start off, right? They know the why and strategies are developed, they implement. But yes, the business fails. Now, whose fault would you say that is? The reason is very simple. In Africa, yeah, Nigeria especially, we are easily comforted with little progress, like very, very little progress. Like I always say, the fact that money comes into a company and flows out, money comes in and out, it doesn't mean the company is growing. It doesn't mean the company is expanding. All right. Now, we stay relaxed on this little progress and we forget that there is a variable that's called change. We completely forget that there's a variable called change. So then, there is this stay back, there's this rest on routine activities. I'd like to call this the money cycle of buy and sell, a money cycle of buy and sell. So you stay back on a routine, so it's just a circle. You keep going round and round until eventually the change happens and you find out that you're years behind the time. But you've been active, you've been doing things, you've been talking to clients, you've been selling, but then at this point you're behind time, you're behind production, you're behind innovation, you're behind everything. Sincerely, yeah. Money is gonna get finished and you're always gonna look for more money for your business. Alright, you're gonna have to look for more money for your business. More and more money. And you will just keep struggling to make more until you get tired. And then change happens and your organization is swept behind the ages. You don't want to get there, trust me, you don't want to get there. It's not a good place to be, because once that happens, you have to restart. So why would you start a business and not set the system right, and a subconscious part of you is already planning to restart, possibly the same business in another way, or you're thinking of moving into another business entirely? Did you notice that there is no expansion, no growth, no human development, no mentorship, among other things that should make a business thrive? Yeah. So we just start off with passion, the drive to make money, fame, getting busy temporarily. You know, we focus on most of these things and we don't pay attention to the micro things that should make the business thrive. You cannot talk about growth, you cannot talk about human development, you cannot talk about mentorship, you cannot even talk about expansion or even making money without first talking about a system that can accommodate it. Now, fast forward into some years of little progress. Alright, when you fast forward into some years of little progress, you begin to seek global validation, which cannot happen. You see, it's not a curse, alright, just that your company has no global standards to survive in the international market system. No global standards. So what do? You begin at that point to try as much as possible, do all you can just to fit in. You begin to do a whole lot of things just to see how you can fit in. A whole lot of things. You begin to look for business developers here and there to work in rebranding magic for you suddenly. Trust me, from experience, rebranding is more expensive than initial proper setup. Rebranding is more expensive than the initial proper setup. You see, it takes a whole lot to tell or convince people that you changed the behavior when your face and looks did not change. It's like an habit. You tell someone, hey, I've changed. They're looking at you like, okay, so they're gonna wait for days, for months, for years to confirm that change. Now, is your business ready for that kind of trauma to explain to people? Can you work the extra time to convince people that you have changed? You see, this is why most people who rebrand don't even make so much buzz about it, except it is extremely necessary. Yeah, most companies I've observed that do a rebranding, they don't really shout so much about it. Why? Because they try their best not to send the message of looking for trust again. Take for example, MTN rebranded recently. I think it was around 2021-2022. There was a rebranding MTN did. It moved from MTN Telecommunications to MTN Technologies. GT Bank moved from GT Bank to GT Co. GTB to GT Co. So there's a rebranding that went on, but you would not know. It's just little touches here and there. But there's a system that allowed that rebranding to work seamlessly. It's not a complete change. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is this. Don't start with the mind that as the business is growing, we'll be putting those foundations in place. You don't start building a house and then you say, okay, when we're going to this next part of the house, we're going to set the foundation for that part. No, you draw your plan and you set the entire foundation before any block is laid. As basic as that. You can't even run away from this. You cannot add an extra block to the foundation of a duplex. You cannot add an extra block. It's what you've laid and you build on. And if you have to change it, you have to destroy the entire thing. So when you're going to start your business, some things you should really, really, really think about and put into consideration. First, who is going to take over this business from you? And in what state do you want to hand over the business? That's one. Number two, the business you're starting, all right, it is just a means to an end. It is not the end in itself. If you understand this, it will make you know that there's more. There is more. Then thirdly, avoid routines at all costs. Avoid routines at all costs. Number four, have a reliable team that's integrated into the vision of the organization. Have a reliable team that is integrated into the vision of the organization. Number five, build a culture for your company. Every company must exist on an existing culture. Like, you have to have a culture. Now, I'm going to talk about culture of your company in another episode, and I'm going to talk about this elaborately so that organizations or managers or executives that will be listening can understand what a culture of a company is and how it should be built. All right, number six, you have to respect process. Everything grows, you like it or not. Everything grows. Everything passes through a system. Everything passes through a process. Now, if you cannot or will not allow a process to follow its course in the organization, you're not supposed to even start. Number seven, you have to pay attention to your employees. Now, when I say employees, I don't mean to say those that came to your organization, you did an interview for, you staffed them, and then you're paying them. You have both internal and external employees. External employees may include your suppliers, your partners and people like that, they are part of your employee system, employee structure. You have to pay attention to them. Those that are staffed in your organization, you have to pay attention to them. All right. Then you also have to have a plan, like a plan for your product or service innovation. You see, you don't have to wait for a competition because there is no competition. Just mind your business and get it done. There is no competition. Just mind your business and get it done. So you don't have to wait for that, actually. All right. So now, there are other things I would love to mention when it comes to this, things you should actually consider, but I can't really exhaust them all right now and right here. But understand that it's a whole dynamic working for sustainability. So don't seek to start just to restart. Just do what you need to do and do it right. Because even if you have $50 billion invested as capital, the business can still fail if there is no sustainability structure. So money is not a primary criteria for business sustainability, right? Money is not. Nobody recovers from a good start if it is sustained. So this is the current state of many businesses. So they just stay operational until they fade off. Don't wait for it to fade. You can still do something about it. Like, you really can do something about it. All you have to do is to be willing to take the risk and take the change. If you must restart at this point, then just do it right for the flight. Like, you really have to do it right so your company can take the flight it needs to take. Alright, now I would advise you to actually indulge a business developer to help you work the process through so you don't get to destroy some primary functionalities in what you've built over time. Alright, now always remember that the business you are in or you're about to start should be designed to accommodate everyone except you. You know, this will help you expand faster and cover more industries as an entrepreneur. The future of the business is the vision that is not in the current operation, and your job is to take us there.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobome Ejiro.